What's going on, everyone? Welcome back to episode 94 of More Wrestling's podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Morrison. There was a change of plans. This episode was going to be with Zach. We were going to do the state qualifier recap episode. This is not going to be the state preview episode that we did last year. We do plan on doing that sometime early next week after the brackets are released. And of course, in enough time for everyone across the state to listen in and, you know, listen to the preview episode, because that was a big hit last year. And I know a lot of people have been asking about podcasts this year and episodes coming out. Of course, I came out with one last week with Coach Stephen Hart of Buffalo State, the new Buffalo State women's wrestling coach. But, you know, other than that, I hadn't had one since like October. But yeah, so I wanted to get the state qualifier recap episode out anyways. Zach's sick. So, I mean, I did some research. Obviously, I'm not going to cover all of the results, I guess, you know, every little detail from each sectional tournament. And, you know, some sectional tournaments I might not even say too much about. But obviously, I wanted to talk about some of the highlights and maybe, I guess, some of the lowlights and who didn't qualify, I guess. You know, last week I wanted to mention as well, National Wrestling Media Association, the NWMA, announced that us, More Wrestling Podcast, as the finalist of the year for the 2022-2023 season. You know, I think there was the first word with Willie, Bashamania, Hello Wrestling Radio Live, More Wrestling's podcast, and that Blood Round. So, I mean, those are all podcasts I listen to anyways, but it's kind of an honor to just be, you know, as a finalist with, you know, those great podcasts out there as well, which is also impressive because it's either me doing the podcast or Zach and I. So, yeah, that's pretty cool. And I feel honored to be having that result. To start the podcast, I kind of want to just jump into some of the 2023 New York State place finishers who didn't qualify for the 2024 state championships that are coming up, or, you know, got hurt, failed to qualify at their sectional qualifier, or maybe moved, or just didn't wrestle this year at all. I mean, you know, I was looking at the New York State bracket last year and, you know, seeing who was underclassmen, just to get an idea of who should kind of be at the state tournament this year and who people might be thinking of, like, oh, I remember this kid in the state finals last year. Why isn't he wrestling? Well, I'll try to break that down. For Division One, I'll start right at the lowest weight last year. Ryan Munn of Carthage took second at Section 3 this year, and he did not qualify. So Section 3 and Section 1 had to rotate back and forth. They're the second-place guy, so they're in a section where power points, they only get one. They only get the sectional champ. But since this year, Section 10 is not sending anyone. Division 1, Section 3 and Section 1 get to rotate. So at 124, Section 3 did not get a second guy, and Section 1 did. Well, Ryan Munn, who was a state semifinalist last year, took second at sectionals this year, did not qualify for the states. And Ryan Ferraro of Shenango Forks, I believe he got hurt this year and didn't wrestle the later part of the year, you know, dealing with a little injury. Tyler Whiteley of Burnt Hills, I was told that he quit. So, of course, he did not wrestle, and therefore he's not qualified for the state tournament. Nick Massaro of St. Joe's took second at the Catholic States and did not qualify. Paolo Ciato of Iona Prep, I don't believe he wrestled at the Catholics this year. He was an underclassman last year. Rocky Files of Central Square, same position as Ryan Munn. They only sent this champion at this weight for Section 3. Rocky Files, who placed last year at the States, took second at sectionals this past weekend, did not qualify for the state tournament. Sebastian Regis of East Islip did not wrestle at all this year. Now, I had to do a little bit of research, and I think I noticed that he played football for East Islip this year, and he wasn't even on the roster at all. So that's kind of a, you know, as a returning state champ, I thought that was kind of weird. I don't know the story. Obviously, I'm not too in tune with what's going on down on the island, and I probably should have asked somebody earlier this year. But of course, you know, as you're looking at the state tournament, people that you saw last year, that's when your eyes start to open up and be like, oh, wow, these guys aren't wrestling. Same way, I guess, Gabriel Garibaldi of Iona Prep, he is actually wrestling at Green Farms Academy in Connecticut this year. So, of course, he's not going to be at the state tournament either. Moving over to the Division II side, Derek Walsman of Beaver River, he placed last year at the state tournament. He took fifth at Section 3 this year, did not qualify. Charlie Wiley of Port Jervis, I believe she was the one seed going into sectionals this year. She did not wrestle at the girls' state championships this year, so she was kind of like, all right, strictly focusing on boy wrestling boys. And the boys, you know, she placed last year at states, which was huge. It was awesome. She didn't wrestle at sectionals, so I don't know what went on there. Yeah, I don't know. Aiden Schufelt placed at states last year for Section 4. He, I believe, moved to Virginia this year. Not too sure exactly if that's where he moved to, but yeah, he moved out of state. Gary McDowell, Bolivar Richburg, he was the one seed going into super sectionals for Section 5. I believe he was 30-0 on the season, but he had a leg injury, so he was not able to wrestle at the Section 5 tournament. Austin Hall of Canisteo Greenwood, he took fourth at Section 5. He did not qualify. I believe he lost Andrew Spaulding, who was in the state finals 2 years ago. Dylan Devine of Shelmont, he placed last year. He got hurt during football. John Watson, Chautauqua Lake, I believe he's the one that got hurt at the state duels. I mean, I believe that was the last match I was on the roster, and I kind of remember vaguely seeing him get hurt. Trevor Berry of Iroquois, I believe he got hurt this year. He's not wrestling. Connor Bushy of Beekmantown, he didn't wrestle at all this year. And then Hills of Waverly, he didn't wrestle either, I don't believe. And I know he didn't wrestle at the qualifying tournament. I think he's just enjoying the success of the state championship football that he won in the fall. Now, moving over to some of the New York State place finishers who will be wrestling on the other side of the arena this year, meaning that they went from Division I to Division II or vice versa. So, Casper Stewart, wrestling Section 5. He was Division I last year. Now he's wrestling Division II. Charlie Foster, same thing from PVS, Section 3. He placed last year Division I. Now he's wrestling Division II. And Trevor De La Penta of Hamburg Eden, he wrestled and placed at states last year in Division One, and he is now wrestling in Division Two. To jump into some of the sectional recap, some of the returning state place finishers for Section One: Dylan Eric of Arlington, Sam Zerlip of Nyack, Leo Vernalbes of Carmel, and Azur Ordonez of Putnam Valley. So they got three returning Division One state place finishers and one returning place finisher for Division II. Section II, returning place finishers. So actually, a few of the results that kind of stood out to me for Section II was the 3-seed Jacob Hanlon of Averill Park with a big win over returning state place finisher Taylor Bury of Saratoga, 9-7, sudden victory. They both will be representing Section II at the state tournament as they get two entries, Section II does. Section 2, Division 1, 152, 6-seed William O'Connor of Boston Spa punches his ticket to Albany as the lowest-seeded wrestler in Section 2 to win a Section 2 title. So that's pretty cool to see as well. Moving over to Division 2 for Section 2, you know, most of the weights were 1-seed versus 2-seed in the finals, but at 116, Colt Wachlitz of Galway, excuse me for the name, came in as a 5-seed and made a run knocking off the 1-seed Jacob Acombe of Ravenna in the semis. Lacombe was able to wrestle back and a true second to qualify for Albany. Some of the returning state place finishers that qualified for Albany this year for Section 2, they got 3 Division 1 and 4 in Division 2. Ralph Keeney of Boston Spa, Taylor Bury of Saratoga Springs, state finalist Liam Carlin of Burnt Hills, Ashton Haley of Colpuscal Richmond, Jesse Mullis of Hudson Falls, Trevor Bishop of Tamarack. Moving over to Division Three. So I kind of talked about the returning New York State place finishers that did not qualify. Of course, Ryan Munn of Carthage took second. He lost to Tamau Gamo of Indian River. I believe that was his third loss to Tamau, another North Country wrestler. I think it was his third loss on the season to the Indian River wrestler. But yeah, Gamo was really tough as well, but of course, you'd like to see Mon and Gamo both representing Section 3. But Gamo won 7-4, and then Rocky Files lost to Kemden Rembury of CNS, 8-7 ultimate tiebreaker. So that's pretty impressive for them. Section three has one Division One returning place finisher and nine in Division Two. Charlie Foster of EVS, Chase Nevels of Copenhagen, he was a state champ last year, Dean Edwards of Central Valley, Colton Kelly of Camden, Patrick Grimsey of Lowellville, Cooper Reed of Central Valley, Jack Lampson of Jordan Elbridge, Tavian Camper of Copenhagen, Sean Kelly of Lowellville, and then the loaned wrestler representing Section 3D1 that placed last year at the States was Jonathan Clohensey of Fulton. Division, actually moving over to Section 4. Section 4, one of the notable results was Logan Bellis dropping in his quarterfinal match. Logan Bellis of Tioga, he was a New York State place or New York State finalist last year, and he declined back, took third, which was he teed up the spot to Albany. Some of the Section 4 returning place finishers, like I mentioned, Logan Bellis, returning state finalist, Maverick Beckwith of Norwich, returning state champ Darren Florence, returning state champ Caden Bellis, returning state champ Usman Duncanson. Then we got Caleb Cole of Unitega Valley, or Unitega, Unadilla Valley, Caden Duncanson of Tioga, Gianni Silvestri of Tioga, Deacon Bailey of Tioga, Wyatt Mead of Unitego, Unadilla Valley, Drew Maycumber of Tioga, Tyler Rowe, who placed 2 years ago, and Mason McCombs of Windsor. Section 5, Division 1, T. Wolcott, Fairport, won over returning state medalist of Spencerport, Ryan Selinski, 3-2 in the finals. One of the shocking results was Philly Provenzano of Fairport losing to Joe Tresti of Spencerport in the semis. At 170, Zane Kropman, where have you been? He's only a ninth grader. He missed last season. He wrestled in one class tournament in 2022 as a seventh grader, and I believe he had a late start to this season. I mean, I kind of honestly forgot about him, and he's only a ninth grader, but he lost in the finals to state medalist Lazarek of Hilton. I think it was like 2-1. It was a close match. So, yeah, Zane's someone to keep your eye out. 215, a rematch at the Eastern State Finals. Coy Raines of Churchville Chilai beat Harrison Aguirre, McQuaid Jesuit, by injury default in the finals. Aguirre wasn't able to wrestle back for a true second place match, which ended his high school season. So that's a bummer to see. Obviously, I watched Harrison at the Eastern States, and I was pretty impressed with him. Of course, I mean, had he lost the match anyways, you would want to see him healthy and wrestle for that true second place match and, you know, try to earn a bid to Albany. But unfortunately, I don't know exactly what the injury was, but yeah, his season's done. Yeah, but yeah, shout out to Coy Raines. He placed last year at the state tournament at 160, and he is competing at 215 pounds this year. Moving over to Division Two at 131, Austin Hall and Andrew Spaulding both failed to qualify for Albany. You know, in Division Two, Section Three and Section Four get the three qualifiers. Those two, both returning state place finishers, Austin Hall last year and Andrew Spaulding 2 years ago. You know, and that's not even to include Garrett McDowell. Like I mentioned him, he got injured. He wasn't able to wrestle at the super sectionals. So, you know, imagine that bracket having another guy. 170, Braden Woodward is back. He majors returning New York State finalist Tavian McDonald of Boulevard Richburg, 10-2 in the finals to make it to the state tournament again. You know, last year we thought maybe he was a favorite at the state tournament. And then 2 years ago he took third, and now he gets to represent the five again, this time for Paul Max. So, yeah, good luck to Braden. He definitely makes Section 5 a little tougher. Returning state place finisher for Section 5. They've got seven on the Division 1 side and eight on the Division 2 side. Division 1 side, we got Ryan Selinski, Spencerport. We got Richard Wood of Brockport, Samson McSink, Staley of Pittsburgh, which, shout out to him. I believe he won the Eastern States tournament this year. We got Casper Stewart of Attica Batavia. He is now on the Division 2 side. We got Landon Lazarek of Hilton, Coy Raines of Churchville Chilai, Elijah Diakamahalis of Hilton. Over on D2, we got Joe Scott of Letchworth, Chris Noto of Hanoi Falls Lima, Cade Sands of Addison, Colton Havens of Canisteo Greenwood, Bo Zay of Canisteo Greenwood, Davian McDonald of Boulevard Richburg, Malachi Smith of Byron Virgin, and Cade Allen of Boulevard Richburg. And of course, like I mentioned, we also have Braden Woodward, who placed 2 years ago. Moving over to Section 6. Division 1, Braden Kellison, who's at Newfane last year. You know, he was had a little trouble at the end of the year. Was not able to wrestle at the sectionals, and you know, I kind of thought honestly he could have been a favorite for the state championships last year in Division Two at 1-on-1. But he's now wrestling at Williamsville North / East over in Section Six. But yeah, he speaking of Williamsville, we got Cam Catcherbone. He's a 6-time Section Six champ. So that's pretty impressive. He's now down at 152. He wrestled PJ Duke up at 160 this year at the Eastern States. But yeah, now he's down at 152. And over on D2, we've got the Barriento brothers of Louport, Jaron at 108 and Caden at 124. They both wrestled at Star Point last year. And in the finals, Caden beat Della Penta, who placed last year at the state tournament in Division One. And at 138, Jocelyn, who was a state champ over Gianni last year, beat Billings 6-4. But yeah, they're both going to the state tournament. So you get to see Jocelyn and Billings again. And then 152. And another notable name that caught my eye was at 145, Ethan Coleman, who was a 2022 New York State place finisher from Boulevard Richburg in Section 5, now wrestles at Portville in Section 6. He actually beat Aiden Buttery in the finals over in Section 6. Some of the returning Section 6 place finishers that are headed to Albany next week: Trevor Della Penta of Hamburg Eden, Tayshawn Matthews of Niagara Wheatfield, Cameron Catcherbone of Williamsville North, Williamsville East, Jack McDonald of Orchard Park, Jacob Lusinski of Newfane, Carmine Calamari of Southwestern, Jordan Jocelyn of Chautauqua Lake, Aiden Gillings of Newfane, Aiden Buttery of Newfane, Davio Hoos of Southwestern, Matt Trim of Maple Grove, and Hemzan Merrick of Wilson. Moving over to the Section 7. So Alex Clancy is the notable name coming out of Section 7. He placed last year at the state tournament for Saranac. He missed a large part of the season this year to an injury at the beginning of the year. Yeah, he's the returner. Saranac was the Section 7 champs this year. I believe actually NAC has 4 champs going to Albany, but they were the dual meet champs. NAC was, and then Saranac was able to get the title at the sectional tournament with a few champs themselves. Moving over to Section 8, Plain Edge, which was the Division 1 state champs in dual meets, and I believe them and Wantagh both have 8 or 9 qualifiers together. But, you know, something that I was going to talk about to Zach, because I mean, Zach's also kind of an upstate guy, especially an upstate guy from compared to Long Island, but was the proximity of both schools. Plain Edge and Wantagh, they both wrestle each other in the state semifinals at the state duels. And like I mentioned, they got 8 or 9 state qualifiers between the two of them heading to Albany. But their schools are like 2.7 miles away from each other, which is an outrageous thought. From somebody up here that has to go to, like, I don't know, 2.7 miles away to just go to a local gym. But some of the state place finishers, returning state place finishers for the 8 over on Nassau County are Ethan Andrula of Long Beach, Dania Simpamana of Long Beach, Anthony Clem of Wantagh, Joseph Clem of Wantagh, both state finalists, Luke Nito of Plain Edge, Jesse Van Orden of Wantagh, and Grayson Meek of Cold Spring Harbor. Moving over to Section 9, Division 1, Menacing Valley, 4 champs, 8 total qualifiers. And the Section 9 really has to be thankful for the dominance of Menacing Valley over the last few years. Section 9 is one of the two schools, Section 9 and Section 11, both get 3 reps in Division 1. So that's why they have the 8 total qualifiers, because you know, they earned it. You know, Menacing Valley has been dominant over the last few years. And The 9 in general really has some heavy hitters, right? Newburgh has William Soto at 101 and Cooper Murley at 108. Valley Central had Luke Satriano last year at 118, and he actually is 118 this year. Menacing Valley has Luke Griner and PJ Duke. Griner's at 152, Duke's at 160. And then you got the Middletown Big Fellas rounding it out the team with Tibbs at 215, Moncherry and Bradley at 285. Over at Division 2, Port Jervis is the champs, are the champs. And they're led by Ryan Ross. He's a 3-time Section 9 champ at 160. And then, of course, you have Maddox McCormick at 190 and returning state place finisher Matt Ostrom at 215. Returning New York State place finishers for Section 9. Like I said, Cooper Murley, returning state champ. William Soto, Luke Satriano, returning state champ. Bryson Tibbs, Stephen Moncherry, second place guy last year, Ramir Bradley, and Matt Ostrom. Then, like I mentioned, you have PJ Duke, who missed last year due to injury. Actually, another guy that I failed to mention that moved was Zach Ryder. Zach Ryder would have been a senior this year. He, of course, moved to Happy Valley. He is training at David Taylor's club, M2, and, you know, he's preparing himself for a solid career at Penn State. Over to Section 10, Division 2, 118, Tanner King, 124. So 118, Tanner King of Malone, 124, J.D. Minkler of Governor, and 170, Drew Gates of Governor are all returning blood rounders last year in Albany. And then, of course, you have Vandavian Way as a returning New York State place finisher at 152. Moving over to Section 11, Division 1, North Babylon are the champs. 101, last year's state semi-rematch, Connor Sheridan over Longwood's Anthony Legala Ryan. Like last year, Sheridan won the match. This year, he won 6-2 in the Suffolk County Finals. At 132, Tyler Visciano of Smithtown East, majors returning New York State medalist, Michael Gugliano of Miller Place, 8-0 in the finals. Over in the Division II side, John Glenn are the champs. At 160, John Glenn's Anthony Bell makes a run to win the Suffolk County Division II title as the 3 seed. And up at 190, the 5 seed, James Felikaus of Matatuck wins the title. The returning state place finishers for Section 11, Suffolk County. Second place guy last year, Connor Sheridan of Hawpaw. We got Anthony Legala Ryan of Longwood, Mason Manglino of Tomaswag. I am so bad at pronouncing names, sorry. We got returning state champ Matthew Marlowe of Northport, Cameron Howard of Bellport, Michael Gugliano of Miller Place, Jared Spawn of Islip. Over on the D2 side, we have Tommy Aiello of John Glenn, returning state champ. Braden Farbach of Mount Sinai, returning state champ. Returning state finalist Gavin Magnano of Shore Whiting River. And then, of course, Chris Colon of Shore Whiting River, closing out the list. Moving over to the PSALs. So I was actually impressed with the PSAL. I believe actually James Madison, who they had a decent amount of guys at Eastern States that, you know, were just hammers. And of course, looking at the list of returning state place finishers, they've got two of them. So returning state place finishers for PSAL, state finalist Evan Gersoy of Midwood. We've got Amir Avazov of James Madison, Aiden Guburov of James Madison, and Christian Solano of Eagle Academy representing the D2 side for PSAL. Over to the Catholic side, you know, when you throw in Colin Edwards, Griff LaPlante, Gage LaPlante, and Zach Caldwell on a St. Francis' team and into the Catholic schools state championships, that's going to lead to some hammers representing the C this year. Iona Prep won the tournament, though, with four champs, including a big win with Vincent Tripaldi of Iona Prep over state medalist Nick Massaro of St. Joe's. Returning state place finishers for Catholic schools are Austin Zimmerman of St. Joe's and Justin Shea of Iona Prep. This podcast was brought to you by Nick Sterling of TLC Real Estate of Governor. If you're looking for a home in the Governor area, contact Nick Sterling at TLC Real Estate. Again, this was a short episode. Next week's episode is going to be one for the ages. Zach and I will be bringing, hopefully Zach is good. You know, Zach's, like I said, he's dealing with a sickness, but we're going to bring a fire recap or a preview episode for the state tournament in Albany. Get this hyped up. You know, of course, some of these weights are freaking loaded and I really can't wait to talk about it. But you know, some of these guys were definitely deserving to be talked about after their state qualifier. So yeah, thank you again for joining us on episode 94 of More Wrestling's podcast. We'll have episode 95 next week. As always, thanks for joining us. Peace out.